The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from a well-lit corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, he loves him some him, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. Diana's not here. Let's go. Sam's not here. Sam's back from Brazil.
Diana.
It's good to be here.
Our boy from Brazil is
back. Diana?
She's a very confused lesbian. If you've heard. So less than 24 hours before the show, sends me a message. Hey, I can't make it.
Well, why is that, Nate?
I got tickets to Hair.
She's not even hair gay.
She's not hair gay.
Well, and the other thing is, I know she didn't get tickets. It's not like she stood in line at the box office and plunked down her hard-earned money.
Yeah.
someone went, hey, Diana, I have tickets to a musical that no one else wants to go to. Would you like to go for free?
Free!
And she went, free, 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 free. So she's not here.
Wow.
You know what that means? We don't have to plug her fucking show.
That is true. What?
Yeah, she had a show, but we don't care. I don't know when it is, because...
She didn't leave that information.
No, I mean, I'm sure I could
by
go on...
not being here, she doesn't deserve to have it plugged.
That's right. I'm sure I could dig it up somewhere on Facebook or whatever. Not on Twitter, because she doesn't tweet. She has a Twitter feed called @bitchespreach. Go ahead and follow her. She won't be clogging up your feed. Because she never tweets.
Nice. That's my kind of Twitter follow. I can do that.
You're going to follow somebody who never tweets?
I don't ever tweet either. I'm not big on that. Listen, the Twitter thing, I got onto Twitter before there were smartphones. My friend who went to MIT, he's like, hey, dude, you should get on Twitter. You can like follow bands and follow me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's when you used to have to text this number. And then every time you text, it went to everyone who followed your number, and likewise. And that's all it was. And I would get little things from my friend and, like, two bands.
Okay.
It was savvy. I never made my own post, but it was cool to see what my friend was up to. And then it got all smartphoney. And then it became,
smartphoney.
It was like Instagram meets Facebook meets, but except you can only use these many characters. I'm like, what's the fucking point? But I understand people make really legit connections with like big people and stuff, and I get that. It's just not my cup.
Well, my whole thing is, why would I follow you if you never tweet?
For real, yeah.
Chuck D is one of my followers on Twitter.
Chuck D?
Chuck D.
Hey,
fight the power.
So Sam is back from Brazil.
Yes, sir.
How was that?
It was awesome, humbling.
And thank you for making us wait 3 weeks to hear about this shit.
Yeah. Sorry, folks.
Well, last week you were rinsing out some dainty under things.
Yes. All of my things were still covered in panties. Amazonian mud and such. It was great.
Listen, your problems with your anus are your own.
Amazonian mud. I like that. But yeah, no, there was a... Yeah, dude, it's anytime you travel overseas, it's a nice kind of like expand your worldview. But if you go overseas and then go to some slummage area, you know, it takes it another step further. And so, yeah, it can tweak me out in a very good way. I'm humbled. I feel a lot more gratitude towards every little thing, including being able to flush my toilet paper. Because even the rich people in the place I was at, their homes and businesses, you can wipe your butt, but you're putting your toilet paper in a can right next to you.
Yeah, that's the way it is in a lot of... in a lot of places, like in Mexico, for instance. So if you go to, say, Palm Desert, someplace closer to Mexico, there will be signs in the bathroom.
Do not flush.
No. You're in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And the signs say, because here's what happens. Because everybody goes, oh, the ugly Americans don't understand when they travel. Well, guess what? All the people from No Plumbing Land come here, wipe their ass, and there's not a trash can.
They put it on the floor.
And they just throw it on the floor.
Oh!
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is.
Ugly, I get you.
Ugly American, fuck you. You throw your shit paper on the floor. How about you learn? You learn about the greatest country on earth? Trademark. Before you roll your ass across the border, I won't go. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go Donald Trump on you. But if you come to this fucking country, understand this: we flush our shit paper.
And check it out. If you're not sure about it, well, you hold that in one hand while you're wiping with the other, and you put it in the garbage can by the door.
Oh,
be courteous.
Throwing it on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was
disgusting.
It
was something else. But I was only taking cold showers too, which of course was okay because it was hot out.
Right.
But you know, those are the basic things. But
even though it's the middle of winter down there,
yeah, we were close enough to the equator that it was hot.
Right.
We had short days. Like, it was weird that the sun was down by like 5:30 or whatever. But
right, because
it's winter. Anyhow, another fun story. Mm-hmm. I was filming, as was one of my duties there.
Sure.
And
duties.
Duties. We keep talking about poop. Anyhow, I got the camera, and it was like lunchtime. We were at the home of a guy who owns like this fruit tree orchard. And anyhow.
Okay.
They were cooking for us, and they have these things called shuhaskas, which is like a cast iron barbecue that's down on the ground, very hard to see.
Okay.
You see where this is going. So
not nowhere good.
When you have a camera and you're filming, especially me, it's very easy to get caught up and kind of lose track of what's around you. And before I know it, I just feel the sensation. I couldn't classify it as pain because it happened so quickly. My leg, I was wearing shorts, came right upon the side of a cast iron burning hot chuhaska, and I think it burned straight through the epidermis, straight through the nervous layer, and landed in the fatty tissue area.
No.
Yes, it's true. And it was just this intense discomfort. I'm like, what just happened? I looked down. I'm like, ah. And so I've got... It was something... Dude, it was dripping pus down my shoe for the whole time I was down there.
Oh, man. That's extended. And you wore pants that I can't see it in.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly healed up now. But
that was awkward. Let's take a pause.
Thank you.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Pause time. Well, it looks good now.
You've healed up nicely. That's good.
Photos. Yeah. Anyhow, they poured honey on it because it acts as a nice something or other, and we didn't have any hospitals or anything nearby. So,
yeah. Being
full experience.
Being a person who grew up with a stove.
You had one of those growing up?
With a real stove, with a hot
stove. Oh, right, like one of those cast iron stoves. Yeah.
Or a tin heater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't feel that's...
You've been there, done that.
Been there,
no
done
thing.
That. That's not that big a deal.
It's true.
We saw the photo of you with the giant parrot phone booth.
Oh, man.
We talked about that
cool.
last week.
That was... I felt like... I don't know. I felt like I just found El Dorado, dude. Like, this was... My heart started racing. I'm like, what am I looking at? It was so gorgeous.
it was an interesting photo. So now you went down with a church group.
That's correct.
Or a cult, as
or
I call
CIA.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere in between.
Yes. Yeah, Sam is a CIA operative. Look at him. No one would suspect a thing.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
So what I know you were filming, but what was the goal of the trip by the group, and was it achieved?
Yes, I would say it was achieved. The main goal was purely humanitarian, and we did offer. We said, "Hey, do you guys want prayer for your family, for your home, anything like that?" And if people said yes, we'd pray for them. There was one day where there was like a church service at one of the local churches there, and we hung out there and helped out with their service too. But for the most part, we were going from village to village, and they got more and more shanty-like and kind of desperate. Each day went by. There's this one, it was a mine town. It was like a gold mine that ran dry, and all these people left their homes and families to come for the gold and then spent all their money that they got with the gold on drugs, alcohol, and prostitutes, and
so,
ended up
so
trapped.
So it's their own fault.
It's totally their own fault. But they're stuck in this terrible little shanty town, can't get out because they got no money, and there's no other business there to make money.
Right.
So, yeah, we went to all these places, delivered, we called them baskets, but they're big old saran wrap bags full of beans, rice, oil, flour, things that they can eat.
Okay.
We brought clothing. We brought the toys we did in this one town, they went by quick, dude. And it was just like little Hot Wheel cars.
Right.
But these kids had never had a toy in their life, and they lit up like Christmas trees.
Did you collect DNA samples while you were down there?
No, but I left a lot of DNA. Okay.
So Brazil is hosting the Summer Olympics next year.
Yes, I've heard about some scandals and stuff.
And I was curious if you had heard anything about it. Now, there's a lot of fuck-ups that have been going on.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that is really sort of coming to the surface that's going to be a problem. There's been some testing, and there will be over the next year. They did not find a single water venue safe for swimming or boating.
What city is this in?
Rio.
Rio de Janeiro?
Yes, where the Olympics are going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, none of these Olympic venues is the water safe for you to boat in.
Not even boat in.
Yeah.
Because of like microorganisms or perhaps like some wild creature in there?
Yeah, it's here's the problem though. The IOC isn't testing the waters for viruses. It's the World Health Organization. And their official recommendation is to test for bacteria, not viruses.
Hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. the Olympic Games executive director, Christophe Duby, said this, who, that would be the World Health Organization, is very clear that bacterial testing is what should be followed. They have restated that bacterial testing is the measure that has to be used and will continue to be used by authorities. It is the best measure to be used. We've also asked if with these measures and with this testing, we can ensure the quality of water for the athletes and preserving safety. And the answer is yes. I don't know that I would be that exciting. A couple weeks ago, 13 American rowers who were competing in the World Rowing Junior Championships in Rio came down with severe stomach illnesses.
Wow.
So that's what he said. Hey, while you were down there, and I know you were not near a TV or anything, but Ronda Rousey kicked the crap out of a Brazilian hero.
No, that was on. We went into a barbecue place. There was like a restaurant, and they had this little crappy TV, and that was on. A Brazilian hero getting her butt kicked.
Was the crowd noticeably deflated when she?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Did you run around? At any point, did you run around chanting USA?
Go USA! USA. You know, if I had maybe a knife on me or maybe a weapon, I might be comfortable doing that. But no, I learned my lesson when I was in Boston one time, and I said, "Go Yankees."
Oh, see,
a sea of heads turned around, and my friend pushed me to the nearest store and said, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah, here's the thing: Boston is like
do that.
Boston is.
It was right outside of Fenway.
Sure.
Park,
well, yeah. Well, Boston is a lot like a third world country, but without all the nice people. Without all the well-meaning people.
Oh, that's very well put. I like that.
Yeah, people in New York are dicks, but people in Boston are equally... their dick rivalry, they hold their own.
Yeah, they do.
They really, really do.
And dangerous.
And I think there may be a higher percentage of people in Boston who will ask you the following question. Oh, you think you're better than me?
That's good. That was a good little accent.
Because if you think you're better than me, that means we're going to have a fight. I'm going to kick your ass.
Nailed it.
Yeah, me and Sully are going to kick your ass.
Sully. Hey, Sully.
Sully. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. Yeah, it's been like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was great having Jason sitting in, but...
Right.
Jason was great. Yeah.
Jason is great.
While I was on my retreat, there was a guy there that was Sam Platts-esque. Yes.
Vocally, visually.
Visually.
Well, not vocally.
Not vocally, because we couldn't talk.
Oh, right, right. It was the non-speaking.
Yeah,
right.
he was a guy that every day I would come out and he would be going to the shower in a towel. And he'd be like, cover your hairy ass up. I want to see that.
Oh, so he didn't have the towel wrapped around him. He was just had it like thrown over his shoulder?
Well, he had it. You weren't supposed to look, so I wasn't looking at him enough to see. But it was enough to know that he didn't have anything on and he was under.
I mean, this is like a yoga retreat. You'd expect a little spirit going on,
We took a vow of silence, which is the noble silence, and we couldn't wear shorts.
Right,
so
right.
We were supposed to be covered our entire time.
Oh,
so
okay.
He didn't.
He did not respect that.
He did not comply with that part of it.
He did his own thing.
Well, I'm glad he made you think of me.
So, Kareem, you've got a new gig. How's that going?
It is going great.
Cool.
I hope nobody from there is listening because I got paid last week for doing almost nothing.
Well, that's that's the way it is the first week at any job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's all here's where this is, here's where that is, well, and let's what can we give this person to do? And
well, part of it was my old computer they had given to somebody else.
Okay.
So then she had to order me a computer. So that came in, and then whoever had the computer had a bootleg version of Windows on it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Who turned out to be one of my old bosses.
Hey.
And then it took us like 2 or 3 days to get the key. So
like a password?
So, no, the Windows key.
There's a software key.
And we work out of our client's office, so we're not in a company office where we have an IT there.
Right.
So any IT problems we have, they have to remote into. And because it didn't have a Windows key.
Right, it's tough to remote
in.
Totally.
Yeah, so it took us like 2.5 days to get that figured out. And by that time, it was Friday.
Well, that's not you. That's just the getting started with a job. So that's good. I'm glad to hear it's going well.
But yeah, I get to work from home most of the time. So
nice.
So good. Such a good thing.
Maybe you'll get one of those bed bases that massages too.
I hope so.
Dare to dream.
That is it.
So this past weekend, I went to Laguna Seca for the first time.
Oh, I love it. Monterey, huh?
Near Monterey. We didn't actually go into Monterey because it's Carvana over there.
That's
this past weekend.
There's a show going on.
There's the Concours d'Elegance with the very fancy cars, which we did not go to. They have the Concours de Lemon, which are cars that are lemons. There was an AMC.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, AMC Gremlin.
yes.
A couple of AMC Pacers.
Oh, I would have loved cars from that.
Yeah, it was a really cool little thing, and it was in a little park next to a Chili's, so it wasn't really that crowded. But that was fun, and then we went over. We went to Laguna Seca. My buddy got us media passes, and so we were walking around, and even without the media passes, people were walking around everywhere. So there's not a lot of restricted places. So we went over into the infield, over the track into the infield, and you're essentially walking through what is the pits. It's almost like going to a county fair, but instead of like cows and pigs, it's really expensive race cars.
Okay.
And people are hanging out with them, and they've got their different races. And I went because I wanted to see Adam Carolla because he was going to be racing.
Oh, was he there? Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's why.
And finally, I was almost ready to give up. Finally, I'm like, oh, there it is. We'd walked fucking forever, and I'm take some pictures of the car, and then I hear one of his guys. Who's talking to another guy, and apparently he had a gearbox problem on Thursday and Friday, so he did not get to race.
What a bummer!
So that was the guy I went to see race didn't actually race, but I did see a lot of very cool cars. If you want to see a Mustang 350 GT, there were dozens of them. I saw at least 24 Shelbys. Which you almost never see. They were everywhere. Just really, really cool. And the racetrack is really awesome, too. It was warm.
Mm.
And because my buddy lives over there, and he goes, oh, it's going to be hot. And I go, is it going to be hot for you or actually hot?
Always one of those people.
Well, I mean, when you live over on the coast, it's, and it's a hot day is 82.
Yeah.
Then, the fact that it was going to be like 93, it was warm.
Okay.
It was warm. But coming back, I stopped in Santanella to have something to eat, got out of my car, and I'm like, holy Jesus, it's hot here. Because it was like 101.
Right.
Get out of the car, and it's like, oh. Which is, today in Sacramento, as we record this, was 104, 105, something like that, depending on where you were.
Rough.
So, yeah, it was a good time. It was a real lot of fun to go to the track and walk around and see everything and go, these people are a different level of rich.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just craziness. Just absolutely crazy. And just to hear the cars rolling by. It was an awesome experience. So I highly recommend Laguna Seca if you can go to any event there. Because it's just really cool. And there's no place where you can see the entire track because it goes like behind a hill.
Yeah, right.
I think there's a place you can like climb to the top of the hill and see on the backside, and but where the stands are, you're only going to get a certain amount of racetrack to see.
But so, there's a lot of turns, and so if you're yes. anywhere, you'll get some exciting turns.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Lots of really great stuff. But yeah. And the view, I mean, from where we were parking, because we had to go through Fort Ord, which is now closed, but it's where they prepared everybody to go off to Vietnam. The views there are astounding, just absolutely amazing. So good time this weekend for me.
Sounds awesome.
I just discovered cotton candy grapes this weekend.
Oh, I've heard
they're freaky,
of those.
Huh?
Oh, they're delicious.
Freaky. Yeah.
They're the green grapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tastes just like cotton candy.
It's terrifying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember my first time. It was at a friend's birthday party, and someone worked at Sprouts, and she's like, "I think this is a good thing to bring to a birthday party." And I thought it was just a grape. I'm like, what is in my mouth right now? Because I thought I just ate a grape. But yes. It tastes like cotton candy. Like, it's terrifying.
Yeah. It tastes just like cotton candy.
It doesn't taste like a grape.
Interesting. I'll have to try some of those at some point. Like walking around, like do the sample at the store.
Yeah. So we were in the store. One of the girls, because we worked in the office all last week. So one of the girls in the office was like leaving. And she's like, "Oh, I almost forgot my grapes." And she was like, "Do you want to try one?" And we tried it. I was like, "Holy shit."
Like, I'll just take those.
I'll just,
all right.
Yeah. I was like, "Man, I wish you had left them now."
Right.
Wow.
But they're supposed to be coming out with some more flavors later in the year. But yeah, they were scary.
That's a little weird to me.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There's really nothing wrong with the flavor of grapes.
Right.
Grapes taste fine.
Yeah.
Without you fucking with them, people.
Yeah. But they did it this time in a masterful way.
Okay.
I would say this would be a godly
creation. This was a godly creation.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It's great until you find out it actually gives you diabetes.
right, like
I don't know what's
been
going on. I've been eating nothing but fruit, and you've got diabetes. Yeah. You've got it.
Thank you, Wilford Brimley.
So Bernie Sanders out on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. I believe today he's in Vegas and Reno.
Yeah,
as we're recording
this.
Not too far away. No, not too far away at all. And, of course, we talked about last week, he had the whole thing in Seattle.
Yes.
And Larry Wilmore on The Nightly Show, which, by the way, still on. I mean, yes, The Daily Show is in repeats while they get the studio ready for Trevor Noah. Larry Wilmore is still there. And he talked about what happened in Seattle with Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States of America.
Say her name. Say her name. You know things aren't going well when black women up in your event and start reciting old lyrics from Destiny's Child.
Say my name, say my name.
Actually, these women are from Black Lives Matter, who had an issue with the Sanders campaign not paying enough attention to their gender. Now, ladies, I agree that Black Lives Matter, but Black manners matter as well. All right? If we're keeping it 100. If we're keeping it 100. And also keep it 100 based on the demographics. If Bernie Sanders rallies were a Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor, it would be Nilla, please. Keep it at 100. Keep it at 100 on both sides.
Nilla, please.
Right, no. The chocolate's in there somewhere, but you got to eat a lot of vanilla to get to it, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay? But this didn't derail Bernie's campaign. He actually let them speak, and then he hired a member of Black Lives Matter to his campaign. But not all people. Yeah, it's true. Bernie was very nice. He was very gracious about it. But not all people respected his letting the black lady speak.
I would never give up my microphone. That showed such weakness. The way he was taken away by two young women. Believe me, that's not going to happen to Trump.
That's not going to happen to Trump. Is there another Trump? He's already talking about himself as a third person? Yeah, you're weak, Sanders. You got beat by girls with boobs. I would have just built a wall around the stage and made Mexico pay for it, all right? That's what Trump would have done.
So, Larry Wilmore's still on Nightly Show.
Yes. We talked about last week. Those chicks were plants. They're not Black Lives Matters people.
Well, that's what Kareem says.
Yeah,
that's what. But they are actually from Black Lives Matters. But Kareem's a bit of the conspiracy theorist type.
Yeah, it's good to be questioning.
To be fair, some theories are true.
Absolutely,
that was very true.
I'm not saying one way or another if it's not, because I don't know. But they were from Black Lives Matters.
Google COINTELPRO.
Okay, you're sounding like one of these people who sits there and tells me about how chemtrails are really the government spreading poison on us.
No, I'm telling you, Google COINTELPRO.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring you the book if you. But
oh,
I know
it's
you,
in a book, Sam.
I'll bring
it
you
must
the
be
book
true.
That has the FBI memos in it.
I'll bring you a Glenn Beck book that has nonsense in it.
Well, like I said, I'll bring you the book with the FBI memos in it. The sense is there for you to find out if you want to know. There's a thing called the Freedom of Information Act.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and they never thought that black people would be in a position to challenge it or question it. So the shit's there for you to read in black and white.
But not in Mexican.
But not in Mexican.
Black and white.
Kim Kardashian got into some trouble this past week because she's kind of a shill for different products on Instagram and Twitter, because she's got millions of followers. Companies give her money to tweet out, hey, I'm rubbing such and such a bronzer on. Here's the problem, though. She did it with a prescription medication.
There's regulations about that, right?
There are. You have to advertise the side effects, and, well, that's not what she does. And people on the best show on the Fox News channel, The Five, because there's five people and it's on at five, took up the subject and talked about it.
Pat Dana's point, Erica, greed is good, that we say. And yet here you have a situation where greed is so mindless and blind to real substance.
Well, I'm not sure this is greed. I mean, as you point out, she literally makes tens of millions, if not more, per year on websites and all the other appearances and whatnot. This doesn't seem like she may have even known what was going on. Maybe someone said, here's a picture, hold this up, and then someone put those words, you quoted them. I'm not sure she spoke.
I think she's savvy enough to know. Yeah. She should have. I think she's a savvy enough businesswoman that she would say, well, what am I holding? What is this for? Well,
okay.
Do you think she really took it?
No, but if you look at any ad that you need a prescription for, there's a long list. You'll migraines may ensue, or you'll bleed from your eyes and your nose, or whatever.
My point is, she just face palmed.
Yeah, she did a full face palm.
Oh my god!
Bleed from wherever. Stop quoting Donald Trump. It's not going to help you.
No,
it's not.
Was that intentional? Is that what he was doing?
Not with women.
Yeah, not with the women in the room. They're not going to let it.
Facepalm.
So that happened on The Five because it's there's five people and it's on at 5 o'clock. In other news, Bernie Sanders says he does not owe Black Lives Matter an apology. He went on the Sunday talk shows to talk about it.
BuzzFeed has an article out this morning. Headline is this: Sanders campaign reaches out to Black Lives Matter activists. Quote, I apologize. It took our campaign so long. Tell me more about it.
Well, that was sent out by a staffer, not by me. Look, we are reaching out to all kinds of groups. Absolutely. I met with folks at Black Lives Matter. We're reaching out to Latino groups. We're reaching out to the unions. We're fighting to expand Social Security. And we're reaching out to senior groups. We're reaching out to health care groups because we believe that everybody in America is entitled to health care. We're reaching out to everybody. But on this issue of Black Lives Matter, let me be very clear. The issue that they are raising is a very, very important issue. And there is no candidate for president who will be stronger in fighting against institutional racism and, by the way, reforming a broken criminal justice system. Chuck, we have more people in jail in the United States of America than any other country on earth. And we need real changes. We need to do away with the militarization of local police departments. We need to do away with minimum sentencing. We need education and jobs for our young people rather than jails and incarceration.
I understand that, but you said a staffer put it out, but you felt an apology was necessary?
No, I think we're going to be working with all groups. This was sent out without my knowledge.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, I don't need to apologize.
Exactly.
Well, what did he do wrong? They came on his stage. He didn't say anything. Yeah. I don't see why he had to apologize either.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. It was, like I said, they were plants.
They were
there to discredit the Black Lives Matter
movement
and to try to discredit him, yeah. which yeah. was silly. All right, so Bill Cosby back in the news. I know you're excited.
Not again.
Yep. The rape allegations have taken another turn. In the past couple weeks, three more women have come forward with stories of sexual assault. Linda Ridgway Whitedeer, Colleen Hughes, and Eden Tyrrell spoke at a press conference about Cosby's victimizations, where they gave particularly nauseating accounts of what they say he did to him. Whitedeer told reporters that she first met Cosby at the start of her acting career and that he asked for her to come into a director's office with him for a practice interview. She said that what ended up happening was quite different. Quote, "I felt Cosby's left hand gently grab my long hair behind my head. His giant frame blocked the door, so if anyone should try to enter, they would not be able to see what he was doing." Gloria Allred went on to describe how Cosby gloated about sodomizing her. Now, for people who don't know, sodomy can be oral or anal sex. It's not just anal sex. "When Cosby was done, there was a horrible mess of semen all over my face, my clothes, and in my hair. He took out a Kleenex to try and wipe off my face. I was bordering between vomiting and passing out. He was mumbling that I had been blessed with his semen like holy water."
That's gross.
I don't think he understands what holy water really is.
No.
Hughes also had a rough story to tell about how Cosby flirted with her and asked her to lunch while she worked as a flight attendant. She said that she blacked out during lunch and woke up several hours later suspecting to have been drugged and raped. She said, "My clothes were thrown all over the room. I felt semen on the small of my back and all over me. Bill obviously did not use a condom, and there was no lunch, and he was nowhere to be seen." He didn't even get her lunch.
What an ass.
That's terrible. She claimed to have encountered Cosby again on a flight 1 year later, where Cosby turned pale and asked if she ever said anything. The final woman spoke last, saying she was auditioning for The Cosby Show when Cosby took her to his dressing room and began sexually harassing her. She said that she expected men to hit on her during her line of work, but though she rejected them, she felt dominated by Cosby's advances, saying, "There was a palpable shift of power, and I lost my breath. He wanted me to know he thought I had it, but was I willing to do what it took?" I don't know that that one was necessarily a rape.
Right, yeah.
That one, inappropriate, yes.
Absolutely.
She was
pressured.
A rape? I don't know. No. Depends on what happened after that. But when you're talking about his semen everywhere,
yeah,
and then the last one goes, "I felt pressured."
You know, his
one of these things is not like the others. Yeah. Doesn't quite, Now, to be fair, it's something really bad, and we're right. Like, yeah, it doesn't really measure up. Not really making a dent. But that's Bill Cosby in the news. He's never going to come out and admit that he did anything. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, where is this all going to end?
It's going to be an endless parade.
Yeah, I don't know. By the way, if you need cleaning products, one of the great places to get them, don't go schlepping here and there. Get what you want and get it brought right to your door. Go to Amazon.com. And please, if you're going to shop Amazon, go through the link, the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. It does not cost you anything extra, by the way. So whatever you need to clean up, I'm moving here, so I've got a lot of stuff I'm cleaning. Getting rid of some stuff. I bought some stuff. Had to buy a new cat box. Got that on Amazon.
Yeah.
What else I got? Oh, Leslie's birthday present came on Amazon. Came into my office. So I don't have to worry about hiding it because it's at work.
Good call. Here's a little nugget because, I shop Amazon all the time.
Yes.
And, of course, I try to remember to click the link at the NateDarlingShow.com any chance I can. But my issue was I had an Amazon bookmark, and I would just click that. So what I had to do is now replace where I had that bookmark with the NateDarlingShow.com bookmark. And you can label your bookmark, and I still labeled it Amazon.
Well, I can go you one better. If you're like,
I thought you labeled it butt plugs.
Maybe I did that, Kareem.
You can get those at Amazon. I'll even go you one better. You can click the Shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
Okay.
And then bookmark that.
The Amazon through the
and
tab.
And then it will always bring you right back to Amazon.
Every time.
There's
the nugget. Let's plug that every time.
Yeah. So that's the easy way to do it. And when Jason was here, he's like, I'm going to do that on my in-laws' computer. So sneak around, do it to people you love. Put it on their computer that way.
Ghost Street Team, go.
Because literally, it does not cost anything extra. So why give all the money to Amazon?
Yeah.
Send a little.
Beat the man.
A little bit our way.
We need a little bit.
Yeah. Just a bit. A little bit here and there. We got the show is free. But, you know, this iPad wasn't free. This computer wasn't free. The website's not free. Those all cost money. So
yes, they do.
For everybody who's doing it, thank you very much for doing so. And continue the good work. We do very much appreciate it.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Larry Wilmore. Larry Wilmore, Sam, he's the host of The Nightly Show.
I'm afraid I don't really have enough to go on, but...
well, we did have a
I enjoyed
there.
The clip. I'm going to go cool.
Kareem?
Did you not watch The Daily Show, man?
No, I don't watch TV. I work at a TV station, but I don't watch TV.
Okay, never mind. I'll miss a slide. I love Larry Wilmore. He's cool.
Yeah, Larry's cool. I watch occasionally, because he's talking about a lot of stuff that... a little of it goes a long way for me. But he's cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, drug warnings. Drug warnings, Kareem.
They're cool.
Sam?
I think they're important. They're also very tool. But it makes entertaining a commercial genre.
I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But the problem, I mean, look, you didn't used to be able to advertise prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, ask your doctor about butt fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, what is it for?
What's it do? I don't know.
What's it do? What's
Why
it for?
Why are the people smiling so much?
She's just walking and going, well, what's this for?
Does it help you water your plants when you're old? Because that's all I see in the commercial.
I don't know. And finally, in Cooler Tool, blessings. Blessings.
Oh, no.
Sam?
That context ruins everything. Of course, blessings are cool. In context of Bill Cosby, it's a tool.
I have blessed you with my seed, Kareem.
sickening.
Blessings are cool.
Yeah, blessings are cool.
I'll take the agnostic atheist bent on it and say blessings are tool, especially if you're blessing with your tool.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did, and that's it for Cool or Tool. Hey, thanks, everybody, for participating. It's a fun time. You know, have you ever heard of these things? It's mostly in old TV shows where it's like, hey, you're our 1,000th customer, you're our 100,000th customer.
I always wish that happened to me.
And I make a big deal of it. I don't think that actually happens.
Yeah.
Except in Holland, where the Dutch are, they did it. And I'm not sure if this is a phony baloney thing, something for a reality show, because it's in Dutch.
No.
But this woman... is allegedly the 10,000th shoplifter at this store. And this is what it sounds like.
Right, see?
Can you see it?
Yeah, nope. So they're watching surveillance camera.
You can translate that for us?
And now they're running down. You no, it's better without.
Come on. Okay, you.
It's a Chinese guy named Yu. Literally. And they're telling him to take the sign.
They're running, man.
They're running down the stairs. He's on the radio saying to hold her. saying hold her up at the door.
They got her.
No, of course you didn't do anything. Congratulations, you are our 10,000th shoplifter in this shop.
He just handed her a bunch of flowers.
Yep.
They're putting a hat on her head.
Yeah.
And cake. They gave her a slice of cake with a cherry.
It's pie. And now she's leaving. And of course the alarm goes off because she was shoplifting. This is the event of theft. We almost always report to the police.
That was amazing.
That was.
She was so humiliated.
Good.
That was awesome.
Good. That's what she deserves.
Exactly.
Now, we've all been in a restaurant when weird things have happened. In St. Louis, well, near St. Louis, in Ozark, Missouri, at a well-known Missouri restaurant, they're known for the home of the throwed rolls. That's a quote, by the way. The home of the throwed rolls. Well, that's now landed them in a little bit of, well, trouble, so to speak. Because apparently
this Missouri restaurant known for throwing rolls at you is being sued. A woman filed a civil suit against Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Her lawyer says she suffered permanent eye damage after being hit by a roll. Now she wants the restaurant to pay for her medical expenses. Some customers are defending Lambert, saying you expect to have those rolls lobbed at you if you walk in. That's why the restaurant is a tourist attraction.
You know, I think everybody, even everybody that I talk to that's from different states, this is the place that they want to eat, is Lambert's. Sykeston's noted for that.
That's right. Lambert's general manager says they never intend to hurt anyone when they toss those rolls.
Their website is throwedrolls.com.
It should be expected. I understand if there was a, you know, permanent damage
there are
that
numerous
cost a lot of money. It's not totally unreasonable that to ask that they help pay for the medical bills, but you expect to get hit with a roll.
Duck, damn it.
Yeah.
Or
wear a mask.
Goggles.
Put on some safety glasses.
Yeah. Goggles.
Yeah.
Now, that's what's going to have to happen. Right. Everybody at Lambert's going to have safety goggles on.
That's the new
from one. Now on. They celebrated their 70th anniversary 3 years ago, and it's still on the website. So they don't update it that often.
No.
They've got three locations, in two in Missouri and one in Alabama. They take bus tours and groups. Let's go to Ozark, Missouri, and see what's on their menu, Sam.
I'm down.
Oh, Adobe Flash update required.
Whoa, look at them with their Flash. I was about to diss their website, terrible. Saying it looks like 1998 threw up on the website.
It does.
But look at this Flash going
it's
on.
It's terrible Flash.
It's Ozark, Missouri.
It really is. Right. So, yeah, they've got what they call pass-arounds. That would be, I guess, shareable appetizers. and all-you-can-drink Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
All you can drink. So, yeah. Well,
there's some good things going on there.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things that it's like, oh, it's getting sued. I mean, I'm not for somebody being hurt.
No.
Because they went in to eat something. But at the same time, come on. What's going on here? What's the real deal behind this whole thing? All right. Now, Sam, I don't know if we've had this.
Is this a new segment?
It might be a new segment. Let's see. Have you heard this before? I mean, we've got the music leading up to it because, you know, you want to set the mood for it before you really get into it. And then the announcer comes in, right?
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
So
yeah, Black Guy News. Yeah.
Yeah. And Black Guy News, Lamar Odom is very unhappy with TMZ and their portrayal of him going up to Khloe Kardashian at 6:30 outside of a spinning club in Hollywood. And here's what he had to say to him.
I don't believe in what y'all do. You feel what I'm saying? I don't believe in following people around. I don't Twitter. I don't Instagram. It just came with it. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me and that girl fell in love.
I feel you, bro.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's our business.
I do.
You feel me? If we want to give you it, if we want to let you in our house, we can let you in.
Right.
And we can kick you out at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Well, not really at the same time.
No,
because that's
one
just
or
confusing.
The other.
Yeah.
You're confusing us,
yeah.
Lamar.
Okay. Come on, Spakes. Do not disrespect my character because that's what y'all been doing.
I feel you.
And from day one, even if half.
And by the way, the paparazzi guy is like, testify.
Right. He's like, come on, preach. Come
he's
on.
He's trying not to get his ass whooped.
Exactly.
Because to be fair, Lamar Odom is a very large man. He's a former NBA player. He's in very good shape. And he is allegedly a little mentally unstable.
Yeah.
The things were true. Even if half of them were true, people know who I am. And y'all have discredited me, beat me down, took my confidence, took everything away from me. You will not do it again. I know what your company is about.
Okay.
I know what they're doing to brothers. I know what y'all doing to the rappers. I know you want them beefing. I know you want them arguing. Y'all don't do Leo like that. You don't do Brad like that. They don't do them like that. This and I like, sat back and took that shit. Been taking this
I know you have.
2 years straight.
I know you have. I know you have, bro.
2 years straight.
I know you
Can't
have.
Can't nobody bounce a ball better than me. Nobody want to f*** with me.
There are people.
That's how he finishes it.
There are people that bounce a ball better than him. He was shit in Dallas. And then he went back to the Clippers, and he was no better there. He played like shit, and that's why he's not in the NBA. Mm-hmm. If he really could bounce a ball like no other, he would have a job in the NBA.
Right.
Because you know what the rich white owners in the NBA care about? Winning.
Exactly.
And he fucked Mark Cuban hard.
Oh.
Yay.
By sucking.
Yay.
What was the thing? I'm listening to what he's saying in the beginning. I'm like, he's got a point. His TMZ's pretty dirty, and they do tear brother down. But then he goes off and I can bust a ball like nobody. Like, what? That loses the whole oomph of what he was saying when he just gets on his little pride box.
Yeah.
That is made out of cardboard.
Yeah, and to be fair, Lamar Odom, for a long time, really, really top-notch basketball player.
Right, right.
Those days are over.
Exactly.
He's moved up in age. His skills have deteriorated.
It's natural.
And you know what? If it's because TMZ's been following you around, then go ahead and sue them, like the lady who caught a roll in the eye.
That'd be impressive if she actually caught the roll.
In the eye. Right.
I mean, she's got a...
You've been following me around. See, I mean, he does have presence because Rob Kardashian got so upset that he's like 500 pounds now and just smokes weed and has a line of socks. I shit you not, he has a line of socks.
Oh, my God.
Designer socks.
Designer socks are the shiznits.
Hey, speaking of Rob Kardashian, his former girlfriend who started this whole I'm depressed that he went into, Rita Ora, she came out talking about the ASAP Rocky. Am I saying that right?
ASAP Rocky.
Oh, sure. I don't know how to pronounce a dollar sign and shit. Whether it was Kesha who's dropped it. But either way, she doesn't give a shit about the ASAP Rocky diss, which described a sexual encounter in offensive detail with her on his at long last ASAP track Better Things, which I'm not going to play because...
I want to hear it now.
You do? Okay, hold on.
And I don't even know the track. I just want to hear the part.
Well,
I want to hear the diss part.
Well, hold on. let me call it up for you. Do I have to put it in there? I think I did. There it is. Let's see. How far in am I going? It's not a good song. It's musically bereft. That's how it starts. You know, it's all great that people like to smoke weed, but maybe you know, a Red Bull before you start with your music.
Yeah, I'm sleeping already.
Right, that's why I had to let me cue in for the part that Kareem wants to hear. All right, it should be in about 10 seconds. So get ready, Kareem, for the diss. Here it comes. I must have missed it. Sorry.
I was like, huh?
I thought, well, you get an idea of what the music sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, was
that's
it 250?
Some sleepy tunes.
Oh, hold on. I was looking at the wrong thing. I was at the wrong spot in the song. My bad. Hold on. Let me
give this one more try.
I was looking at the wrong thing.
If you play another 10 seconds too much, I might fall asleep on this couch.
It's possible. All right, here we go. You ready? You ready, Kareem? Here's the diss. You're gonna have to listen closely because he does really mumble a lot. Here we go.
I swear that bitch read the aura, got a big mouth. Next time I see you, might curse the bitch out. Kick the bitch out once, cause she bitched out. Spit my kids out, jizz up all up in the mouth and make the bitch mad. Ride with a nigga, man. And you know I stay fly like the jigger, man. And
if oh, good the song, for you.
Anyways, nowadays, so it's just that. Yes, animosity is better off your chest.
Yes, yes, everybody wants no! to best. No! All right.
Okay, enough of that. Okay. Jesus Christ.
So what did she respond to that with?
How did she even hear? Someone obviously showed it to her.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
Well, she's 24. She's a British pop star.
Right.
Pop star.
I like
you
pop
said
tar.
It right.
Pop
star.
Right.
She said, and I quote, "I'm not looking at it like you're upsetting me because I don't actually give a shit. I think about it, and I don't want people to think it's okay to speak about women like that. That's it."
That's fair.
It is. And but who listens to that?
A lot of people.
Who are, I want names.
A right. lot of people.
I want names, and then I want them. I want them put behind Donald Trump's wall. And here's the other thing I want.
I just want to expose them to Stevie Wonder and some other glorious musicians.
Something. Oh, you'd like to expose them to musicians,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
oh yeah. Okay. So. This, so I mentioned my weekend, okay, and my buddy Hootie, who likes terrible things.
Does he like blowfish?
No.
I know, he hears it every day.
So this was one of the things that he decided to expose me to.
You already know who it is! Silent talk! Silent talk!
By the way, you know it's going to be good because he's already yelled his name twice.
Wait, that's a dude? Because I thought it was a chick.
He's like a black Justin Bieber.
Okay, he's a preteen.
It's Silento, and you know, 8 seconds in, he's yelled his name twice, so you know it's good.
Silento,
three times.
Don't do it for me. Now watch me whip, kill it. Now watch me nay nay. Okay. Now watch
nay-nay.
Me whip. Watch me nay nay. Why me do it? Now watch me whip.
It keeps going like that for 3 minutes.
How can I watch them when all I can do is hear it?
Well, you can watch.
Fair.
Go on to the Vivo, which is like YouTube for music videos, and watch it there. You can watch him whip.
I can watch him whip.
You can
and
watch.
Nay-nay?
You can well, and they do this thing where they're shooting up at him from below a clear floor, so you can see his crotch.
Sweet.
If that's what you're in for.
Oh, that's a that's a dance.
Yeah.
The whip nay nay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'd like to watch Kareem Nae Nae.
You won't see Kareem Nae Nae.
We got a dance floor all ready for you.
Kareem, will you Nae Nae?
No.
No!
It's so funny. My girlfriend got called up on stage at Tommy T's while I was gone to do that.
To do the whip or the Nae Nae?
Well, it's both.
It's a one
well,
dance.
You have to dance. Do, you have
two
to
parts.
Do both.
Yeah, it's two parts.
Okay.
She got called up by Tony Robbins, and she's like the... My girlfriend is like the whitest white girl that you...
Oh, no.
Like, she's Lodi white.
Lodi white!
Yeah. Ah. So when he called, and she doesn't like being put in on the spot.
Yeah.
At
she's
all.
More like the introvert, like, leave me alone.
Yeah. So the fact that she even went on stage is like huge.
That's crazy.
But then he asked her to do the dance, and she didn't... She had no fucking clue what he was talking about.
Good for
she
her.
She apparently never watched.
Good for her.
She never watched Homeboy whip it and Nae Nae.
Good for her.
Hey, look, half of her nieces and nephews are beige, so she should at least know.
Yeah, well, here's what, and he's like, you know, well, Steph Curry's daughter was doing it. She's 3. She doesn't know better. 3-year-olds like terrible things.
It's funny.
That's part of being 3.
Maybe the 3-year-olds invented the dance.
I saw a picture today of white people doing it, and they were like, okay, you can give it up now because they have taken it. It's over.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Good. Bless
thank
those
you.
White people who just ended it.
Thank you for ending it. That's my goal, is a white guy is to end everything like that. Because it's terrible. Oh, my God. So bad.
You are no fun at all.
That is so bad.
When I was...
Just do the twist, man.
When I was
do the Macarena
20 something, I probably would have been whipping and nae nae. Because that means I would have been whipping and nae nae later on in the night.
Oh, I hear you.
Well, now look, if you're doing it because you think you're going to get laid, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like buying dinner. All right. We got a little we don't have just one item in small town news. Oh no. No, no. No.
Nay, nay.
We've got two. Because this is from the Grand Forks Herald. So it's small town, but this doesn't qualify really as small town news because it could happen anywhere. Was it a burglary? Vandalism? River Falls police responded to a loud noise complaint on Wasson Lane in an apartment just before midnight last Friday. They found the apartment door partly open and the frame badly damaged. No one could be spotted inside. One officer drew his gun. A light was seen under the bedroom door. Knocking brought no response. The door was obstructed and didn't open easily. Inside the bedroom, a 21-year-old male tenant was found lying naked with a blanket on his bed. The officer put away his gun and shook the man until he woke up. After questioning, it was determined that the tenant, who had no memory of doing this, had broken into his own apartment.
Was that you, Sam?
He had... That sounds like something that's happened to me before.
He had been drinking earlier that night with friends. They took away his keys so he couldn't drive, but they took his house key, too. So
what?
When he walked home, he couldn't get in, except for the damaged door and frame.
It's not his fault.
Nothing else in his apartment was damaged or missing.
No, I got locked out of my house in my pajamas. Luckily, I was not naked, and I had to try and squeeze through this bathroom window. It was like this big.
Yeah.
My hips, I got caught in it, but I squeezed myself through there.
The worst story of that ever heard, and this is a bummer story, at the University of Vermont, and this is probably 15-plus years ago now, this guy at a frat house got locked out of the frat house. So he decided to crawl up like the trellis on the outside and go in through a bedroom window on the second floor, but he was slightly drunk.
Oh, no.
And he fell off, and The guy who comes to read the power meter found him impaled on a pipe.
Ooh. Dead?
Still alive the next day.
Oh, wow.
He's not alive anymore.
Okay.
But that's like my biggest fear is being impaled on something.
You see that in those like those terrible 90s movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay, so that happens.
It can. Let's...
Don't go Romeo and some Juliet because you're going to get impaled.
Well, if you take somebody's keys, it's your responsibility to make sure they get home safely.
Right. You don't let
them
wander down the streets.
You don't, or you just take the car keys.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they don't make that possible.
No, I understand that.
Because that's a good point. Because I've had this conversation about a friend of mine like three or four times in the last couple of weeks. We would try to take his keys, and it would always result in coming to blows or almost coming to blows.
Sure.
Right.
So that's probably what ended up happening to him, which was
ready to fight.
Well, I don't think you can assume that. I think somebody with the best of intentions took his keys away and got kind of stuck.
It's not the person who had the best of intentions. It's him.
What are you laughing at?
Ace just wiped his butt on the carpet. He went for a good like 5-tug push. You know, put the legs out, tug.
Good thing I'm moving.
Now he's staring at me with pride.
Yeah, okay.
It's going more. Look at this Karimo. He just put another couple.
You are ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
All right, let's wrap this up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right. Thanks to the readers who responded to last week's column about shoes. Some people had more, but most had less foot clutter in their closets than I do. A friend named Mary told me she still saves old shoelaces. Kay and
what?
That's right, old shoelaces. Kay and I were talking about Charlie Chaplin eating shoe leather in a movie.
Oh, I remember that one.
We sit on our deck and sip hot coffee each morning. We exchange the kind of chit-chat young lovers always do. We challenge each other with trivia and vie to see who spots the first hummingbird of the day in the morning mist. That's what you and the girl did in Brazil, right?
Totally, of course.
Suddenly she starts to chant, "Charlie Chaplin went to sea, silver buckles on his knee." It struck me as hilarious. I replied, "No, no, it was Bobby Shafto." "I like it better with Charlie Chaplin," she said. And we laughed again. We do that a lot. Between us, we tried to conjure up all the lyrics and verses of the ancient nursery rhyme that no one has heard.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
I copied the first printed version of Bobby Shafto and all the subsequent iterations I could find. To both of us, it's always amazing how kids supply their own words based on how they hear a rhyme. Writers do much the same. I remember learning Bible verses as a young boy. My version of the Lord's Prayer was, Our Father, who art in heaven, Harold be thy name.
Who would have thunk, Harold?
I traced Bobby Shafto back to the first printed version in 1805 and learned he was a real person from County Wicklow in Ireland. He left this world in 1737.
He left this through world.
All right, I think we need to spice this up a little bit.
Yeah, give us some, drop that beat for us.
It's a Gordy Little, so
okay.
I'm going to need to spice it up just a little bit here.
Get
ready.
Some toot. Put some toot on. There it is. Give it to me, baby.
Through the years, others have claimed the original Bobby Shafto was somebody else entirely. No matter, it's the lyrics I'm most interested in. Earlier versions indicate that he had silver buckles at his knee rather than on his knee. A line in the second verse reads, Bobby Shafto's bright and fair, panning out in his yellow hair. A newer version says, Bobby Shafto's fine and fair, combing down his auburn hair. And still another, Bobby Shafto's fat and fair. So
like
it goes.
One.
So it goes. Sing it any way you like, in Gaelic, if that's your pleasure. Like many other nursery rhymes, additional verses have been added over the years. How many do you know? In any case, Shafto always comes back to marry the singer, and that's exactly as it should be. I don't know for sure, but my guess would be that Charlie Chaplin never heard of Bobby Shafto. Or should it be spelled Shafto?
You're getting kinky now, bro.
Columnist Gordy Little is a weekly contributor to Denton Publications. He may be reached at Gordy at denpubs.com. That is the shortest Gordy Little column ever.
It is. And
it's super short.
It's over already?
It is. It's like four paragraphs about some weird-ass obscure nursery rhyme I never heard of. I was waiting for some sort of rollover to compare it to Shaft.
Right.
With Richard Roundtree.
Yeah, right.
But yet
the
it was
bad mother shut
not
your
meant,
mouth.
Not meant to be.
Not meant to be.
Not meant
just
to be.
Just left in hand.
By the way, anybody who has not seen the original Shaft, find it and watch it. It's a delight.
Truly.
Uptown, brother. Amsterdam Avenue. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you again, everybody, for shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on the website. Another fresh new show for you on Friday. I really hope Diana is seeing a lot of naked penis.
I hope
hair.
So too.
I hope there's a guy with a schlong just waving back and forth that she can't take her eyes off of. Just like the ticking of the clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Diana looking at that cock. Yeah.
She's going to get hypnotized and decide she's not a lesbian anymore.
Oh, that would be wild. All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up with the Roots. And we'll see you next time on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.